This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, and I'm here with Governor John Hickenlooper. Thank you for being here, Governor.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So you recently signed an executive order that requires that Colorado adopt low-emission vehicle standards following a model set by California. It's part of a plan to reduce greenhouse gas emissions statewide. Can you explain what kind of an impact you expect this to make?
You know, the whole country was moving forward under these standards. And the idea was that by 2026, we'd have significantly more fuel-efficient vehicles. Mm-hmm. Now, it appears that the Trump administration wants to kind of turn back the clock and pull back the fuel efficiency standards for the federal government. They're called CAFE standards. And I think what my executive order said was Colorado's going to stay with these more ambitious fuel efficiency standards. The key here being, in terms of average elevation, Colorado is the highest state in the country. Not talking about pot. I'm just talking about average elevation. And in that, because of that, and because of the topography of the mountains, we often have the same amount of pollution in Colorado will cause more discomfort to somebody with asthma than if that person were on the East Coast or the West Coast.
Now, some critics will say that this adds confusion in the auto industry and that it could potentially limit what cars people in Colorado might be able to purchase and drive. Is that a valid concern?
I don't think so. I think that we'll have the full option of all vehicles, and it will allow us to, again, to have cleaner air and probably at less cost. In other words, I think that the people will more than save enough money to pay for whatever increase there might be in these newly designed automobiles.
Now, you're in Aspen as part of Aspen Ideas Festival, and you'll be talking about how time outdoors not only makes individuals healthier, but also this idea that it has benefits across communities. Can you tell me a little bit more about the premise of this talk, that time in nature can heal divides in our nation?
Well, I think outdoor recreation is one of the most powerful industries going on right now. It turns out last year, the outdoor recreation industry was responsible for $887 billion of economic impact. Very exciting. What's happening now, and this is, I think, very exciting, is the outdoor recreation industry is organizing itself in a nonpartisan way. It's not Republicans and Democrats, but they're organizing themselves around cleaner air, cleaner water, and around public lands.
In those rare places like Aspen, we see how access to outdoor recreation can be easy for some people who have quick access to wilderness areas and these beautiful places. And we know that can be beneficial, but I'm wondering how we can extend those opportunities to all Americans, especially those who are most physically alienated from nature, and how policy choices that leaders can make can help encourage that kind of access to nature.
I mean, that is a $60 million question, is how do we make sure everyone has access to the outdoors? And when I say the outdoors, you know, our goal, we announced 3 years ago, Colorado the Beautiful, and our goal is within one generation, within 20 years, we want every kid in Colorado to be within a 20-minute walk of an open space, a green space.
What are some of those key steps in the Colorado plan to get to that point?
We're looking at, and we're mapping on a single database, all of our trails, all the lands that we use for outdoor recreation. So state parks, state forests, national forests, national parks, BLM land, everything. Privately held land that we have conservation easements where people allow hikers or visitors across certain parts of their land. We're trying to get all that on a single database so people know with just getting onto their handheld, you know, their cell phone, they can see, oh my gosh, look how close I am to this or how close I am to that. And at the same time we're doing that, we're trying to identify those places where we have, you know, let's call them access deserts, but places where people really can't get to, you know, any kind of a decent outdoor space.
Thank you so much for being here today.
No, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper talking about his recent executive order on low-emission vehicle standards and his upcoming talk here in Aspen about outdoor recreation. This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Stewart-Severy.